This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. When I heard that singer-songwriter Steve Forbert was making a stop in Wilmington to perform, the first thing I thought of was this.
Meet me in the middle of the day, let me hear you say everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room.
It's Romeo's Tune, a huge hit from 1980 by Steve Forbert. This song has had life in one way or another for almost 40 years. It's been covered by numerous musicians and used by filmmakers. Steve Forbert performs tonight at Theater Now. I spoke with him via telephone about music and songwriting and about his always interesting lyrics.
You know, no one knows where music comes from, but anybody can write a song. Anybody can write a song. If you turn on the top 40 radio today, you may be really inclined to agree, but I'm sorry, I had to say that. But anyway, I'm just not fond of the bar out there as far as where the bar is at right now for songwriting. For me, the lyrics are sort of the impetus. Honestly, I just wrote a song recently about going out with my girlfriend to eat fried oysters. So where does the music come from? Well, it usually, you know, just is a hopefully appropriate for the words.
Forbert's song Romeo's Tune gets all the attention, but he's written so many other beautiful songs. I asked him what songs hold a special place in his heart.
Well, there's one called It Sure Was Better Back Then. It's a rock and roll song. It's kind of in the Chuck Berry tradition, but that would also mean the Rolling Stones. It's not unlike a Creedence Clearwater rock and roll song, but it's about a lonely little old man lyrically who's basically saying my times as a young man were very difficult, but when I look back now, I really miss those tough times because it sure wasn't better back then. That's a fun one. It's just two chords and it's rock and roll, but you know, there are none that I have that I would say, gee, I just can't stand the music, but these lyrics were pretty good to this song. You know, the whole thing isn't done until it's all, you know, sufficiently complimentary. I have one that's pretty moody called Oh to Be Back With You that I think the music is, I would say, maybe distinctive. I've written a memoir that's coming out in September called Big City Cat. It's after one of the songs on my first album. And a lot of the book is about songs, and it's also about my experiences with some of the changes in pop music. Music itself, you know, is impervious. I mean, there's 12 notes in a Western regular music scale. Music will, you know, accommodate Jimmy Rogers or Kanye West, I suppose. It's a lot less organic, but there are a lot of people out there still doing it the organic way. So that's still alive and well.
Steve Forbert performs an intimate concert tonight at 7 o'clock at Theater Now on his way to Florida. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.